This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So you have a podcast, and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.
Vinny and Haney on Sports Radio 105.7 The Fan.
I'd probably say it was like 2-3 weeks. And it wasn't going crazy hard, but just getting my body back moving, throwing some weight around, stuff like that. Who knows, if we started off well, we would have a chance with a one seed and stuff like that. So it's important for us this year to kind of, you know, I think it's important that we've gone through that and understand how hard it is to climb out of that hole and how we change that this year.
Yeah, I mean, it's awesome to have a Ronnie back, you know, a player his caliber. The more people you can get back, I feel like the better it's going to be. Obviously, there'll be pieces that we add, but we have the foundation. Now we just got to keep building off of that. No conversations yet, and, you know, let my agent handle that. You know, I'm just focused on just becoming as good of a football player as I can be for this team. Just coming in here every day and putting my best foot forward and let all the other things take care of itself.
Boy, that was cliche-ridden, wasn't it? Tyler Linderbaum, Pro Bowl center for your Baltimore Ravens, yesterday met with the media out there at One Winning Drive. And the same question was asked of Kyle Hamilton, who we heard from earlier there in the open of the show. Contract extension talks with Eric DaCosta and the Ravens, because both are coming up on the
50-year options.
Yeah, so, and saw Philadelphia sign their center. They're pretty hefty contract.
Second highest, 17 mil a year.
And Hamilton might reset the safety market.
No doubt about it.
But both said, and we're not trying to make a big story out of, I'm going to say it's a non-story, but neither have really spoken to the Ravens about extensions. I'm guessing, Vinny, that'll start to percolate in the ensuing months here.
Yeah, I would think, because right now, I think one of the two said that, you know, I know they're busy with the draft and stuff. So, I mean, that's what Eric is kind of consumed with right now, is draft. And then they'll have, you know, then the rookie mini camp. And then things start, and it kind of dies down a little bit for Eric. And then he can kind of get in on that type stuff. Because you got a lot of time. You got a year and a half, really. You got through the season and everything else. So there's time to get that stuff done. I would imagine the one on the front burner is Derrick Henry.
Sure.
That would be on the front burner. And then you're going to have Linderbaum, Kyle Hamilton, Lamar, Travis Hunter. So he's going to have his work cut out for him.
How much would the Lamar renegotiation have to do with Linderbaum and Hamilton moving forward? Because I'm guessing Henry's his own entity at this time.
Yeah, Henry's the one that needs to be done. You know what? When you've got three of them or four of them, Bob, is what you got to do is, you know, you start initially with all of them, and then you work the one that is workable, the one that's willing to move right now. That's the one you work. And, you know, if one's going to be tougher, you kind of put it on the back burner for right now, because I got to – Linderbaum, I think I can get done, you know, boom. You know, I talked to his agent. We kind of see the same thing, same comparable. Lamar's one, that may be the easiest, to be totally honest. I mean, whoever the highest is, you know, I mean, what it's going to be. You know, and with Kyle Hamilton – the problem is they're all really good players, and they're all going to be want to probably be paid tops at their position. Maybe not Linderbaum, but Hamilton will be.
Yeah, because Creed Humphrey gets paid a handsome penny out there in Kansas City. So that's Tyler Linderbaum. And also talked about keeping Ronnie Stanley around, which has kind of been lost in the shuffle the last month since free agency started in the NFL. But, and Eric DaCosta said it at the Liars Luncheon and all of that good stuff, if Stanley would have bolted, we're talking a whole new ball game, I guess, coming up here in 2 days, Green Bay, what the Ravens are going to do with 27 and maybe dangling some of those other picks they have.
Well, yeah, then all of a sudden, because what did Eric say? I like to be able to draft where I can get in my car and I can just drive down the highway and do whatever I want. You'd be pulling over to look for that left tackle. And so now, so getting Ronnie back is huge because he played well. He's healthy. You know what you're going to get, and probably even get a little bit better this year than last year. So got continuity. So I think it was huge. And don't forget about Ricard either.
Yeah.
You know, that's a big part of the run game and stuff too. So getting those two guys, that's what they really want. I mean, free agency – got Ricard and we got Ronnie. Period. You know, we don't need anything else. That was huge.
Also heard from Kyle Hamilton talking about starting the season off strong. Remember the Ravens started 0-2.
Oh my gosh, and it was ugly.
Last year, losing at Kansas City with Likely's foot was out of bounds. Then you lost at home to Gardner Minshew and the Raiders. And, you know, they survived Dallas. I mean, obviously made it to the divisional round, run the division again. But that home field advantage, be honest with you, really hasn't been an advantage for the Ravens in the playoffs historically. They want it. Instead of going to Buffalo, you'll freeze in Baltimore because it gets cold here too, as we know. But slow starts have hampered them for the most part. The AFC Championship game the last few years, with the exception of Baltimore here, goes through Arrowhead.
Yep, no doubt about it. And Bob, the 15-2 year, They started out good. That was Mike McDonald's second year. His first year, they started out terribly slow, too.
15-2?
That was McDonald's second year.
They weren't 15. They were like 13-4 or something like that.
Number one seed.
Yeah, 03, or 23, rather.
Yeah, they were the number one.
19, they won 12 in a row.
So I would think they'd be disappointed if they – there's no excuse. I mean, last year, we were talking about the whole time. You know, Zach Orr, he's never called a defense. I mean, we were worried.
Sure.
You know, and it looked like, well, they were worried too because they brought in Dean Pease.
Yeah, because they were sucking.
Yes.
Defensively.
Yes.
And then Kyle Hamilton talked about, you know, getting back to work after that playoff loss. So it's a bitter sting for them. I mean, they're as capable as any team in the NFL of winning the Super Bowl. They haven't done it. They've come close. They've had heartbreaking losses. The Ravens, when Lamar's their quarterback, they do not get blown out. These losses are painful for them in January, so they're going to try to get over that hump. And, you know, he took a little break, then got back to work, because this is a guy, Kyle Hamilton, who, like everyone else, got off to a relatively slow start and then got it back together as the season started to progress here.
Yeah, and Bob, really, the guys that we talked about that started out slow, especially defensively, Roquan. He's here day one, which I think is great. Get your ass in shape, start the year, you know?
Yeah.
Kyle Hamilton, same thing, you know? And whatever Marlon did last year, Bob, do the same thing, because you came in phenomenal shape. You were great. So that's what I would say to those guys. And I'm hoping, like, because they didn't put out, like, who's here and who's not there. I never saw a list of guys. But I hope Falele and, you know, and Rosengarten and all those guys.
Nate Wiggins, hopefully.
Yeah. Those guys are all in here lifting and getting bigger, stronger, and faster.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Turn it up Tuesday. It's a beautiful day. Going to be 77. It's sunny. This is a nice day to enjoy some stuff. So if you're out and about, you got your transistor radio. Is that still a thing? Or you're listening on the Odyssey app, keep it tuned to us if you're trying to get a little sun or maybe doing a little day drinking, which I do not frown upon. It's me, Vinny, Nolan McGraw. Now, Mark Andrews. Promotion, and Jameson Hensley wrote this morning, Baltimore Sun, or Baltimore Sun, formerly of the Sun, now the ESPN.com. Dexcom U NIL program for college athletes, exclusively college athletes dealing with diabetes. And he addressed the strange speculation, and we don't have any audio here, but remember DaCosta. Now, you were there.
Yes.
Me and Nolan were reading between lines. He left a window open of possibly trading Mark Andrews.
Yeah.
At the end, we were not in the business of trading away great players. At the end of the day, this is Andrews. I think DaCosta said it perfectly. He's in the business of keeping great players, and it's a business at the end of the day. You can't be surprised by anything, but I'm a Raven. And here's DaCosta. We got it, but I'll read it real quick. I never know what's going to happen. I would never want to say this or that, but I can tell you Mark's worries, play great, et cetera, et cetera. So he didn't say, hell yeah, he's going to be on the team. He left a window cracked of a possible move. And, you know, Andrews, I guess he knows that his name, he's been circulated. And Mike Preston wrote about it in the Baltimore Sun this morning. You know, right player, right place, right price. Team comes strong with a deal.
Right.
I mean, DaCosta, he's listening and listening loudly or clearly.
Well, I told you this off air. I think what they would be, what Eric's doing is he's throwing it out there. And you either got to come big or you don't come at all. And I'll take a first or second. Otherwise, don't bother me because I need the player more than, you know, I can use a third round pick. Unless they're just somebody, Bob, that some tight end that they're in total love with, but I don't know that he's going to be Andrews. But, I mean, when you look at it, he's going to be, what, 30 or 29? And his catches and average per – it's going in the wrong direction.
In the 30s in yards per game.
So, right? I mean, if you were not, like, all in, now would be a good one step ahead, you know, to get rid of him before after next year, boom, you know, because Bob, if you keep him, you're getting a compensatory, what are you going to get? A third or fourth round pick for him anyhow. So, you know, give me a first or second. Otherwise, it doesn't make sense for me to trade him.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan draft, first round 2 days from today. Any preference on the Ravens and what they should do at 27? Would you trade Mark Andrews, you still that mad about what happened in Buffalo? I mean, I feel your pain, but we got to let it disappear at some point in time. You get in at 410-583-1057. Orioles tonight down at D.C., taking on the Nats. We ragged on them yesterday. Maybe we could a little bit more. Today, 24-2, unacceptable. Four games out of the division. Hey, if the playoffs started today, they'd be two out of the wild card.
Hey, Bob, I did see that Gunner and Mountcastle, they were at the Caps game last night.
The Caps game, yeah. Dressed appropriately, too. We'll get to them in a second. But the Orioles tonight taking on the Nationals. Dean Kramer coming off a strong start last time out against Mitchell Parker, left-hander. 92, 93, not blazing it up there, 100 miles an hour. But he's crafty. He's 2-1. He's a .185. Orioles trying to get back in the win column. Nats chasing in the National League's Eastern Division. We'll get to the Caps at the bottom of the hour, but they win in overtime. Is Alexander Ovechkin, all the great things he's done in his career, what he did last night, he had never done before.
It's crazy. Yeah. Unbelievable what he did last night and how it ended. And we'll talk about it later, Bob, but it was like Evan flows, you know?
Yeah, they almost choked. Craig Laughlin will be joining us later in the show to talk about it. Caps do win in OT. Get that in full effect. Anything on your mind? NBA playoffs, couple of games last night. I guess both road teams won, so we can get in all of
this. Episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So you have a podcast, and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.
That and more. It's Turn It Up Tuesday. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, Nolan McGraw. Anything you want to hear loud, send your request. Plodsport text line. Nolan has you covered. Early last year, and we were talking about it on the show, Roquan looked a little girthier than he was when we saw him last at that time.
No doubt.
On the field against KC in the AFC Championship game. But his play did stabilize. You mentioned Wink Martindale coming back, or Pease coming back, and then tweaking the positional allocations there next to him. Trenton Simpson fell out of said rotation. But you know, Roquan did play at a strong level. I'm guessing he realizes that, you know, our window's open.
Yeah.
But you never know how things could close quickly.
You know, it'd be interesting to ask Roquan is, you know, like we heard Lamar wanted to lose weight to get quicker. Did you want to gain weight to get, you know, more stout at the point or something? Because I thought that, like you said, he looked girthier, and it really showed in his pass coverage. It looked like he was kind of
carrying. They're picking on him against what Kansas City was all over him like at Kmart,
yeah,
too.
So, I mean, that would be of interest. And you know what? Now that he's here, I would think that he probably, the way that he plays and the type of person that he is, probably disappointed. And then when you watch yourself on films, geez, you know, did I look heavy? I think he's going to be in great shape. I think he's going to come out of the gate flying this year.
Draft is Thursday. First round, Ravens have the 27th pick. And we're going to get into safeties here. Two guys who have been mocked to the Ravens on multiple occasions. But at this stage of the game, and we've discussed it forever, we know the needs.
No.
But the needs at 27, and I'm guessing Eric DaCosta is already, if this guy's here, this guy's, they've already figured out their big board and positional needs, but who maybe helps them more in the immediate than who might have to work himself into things here.
Yeah, what you'll have is you kind of have, ideally, you know, if you do, like Eric, I'm sure, because I used to do it with my guys, you know, like day before draft, just because there's like really nothing. We'd have mock draft, bring in the whole staff, everybody, give everybody a team or two teams, and gave them the team needs, and then you'd pick and go through it, because there's a lot, and it's like, they would never do that, but then you know what? There's crazy things that happen. So go through a scenario that's totally crazy and stuff, and what would you pick? And, you know, so you go through all these, just like they're looking at all these mock drafts, just like when you're picking 27, you got to. Which guys seem to be down in our area all the time? And there's probably 15 guys that there's no shot that them falling to 27. And if they did, we had that one year in San Francisco. We thought Ted Washington, D-tackle out of Louisville, would never. I mean, we were picking, I don't know, 29th or 30th, whatever it was. And he kept dropping. I'm like, no way. Kept dropping. He fell right to us. And we took him. And, you know, he ended up playing really well for us. And sometimes you get lucky. And then I've been other times, Bob, San Francisco, you're sitting there at 28 or whatever, all your guys are gone. And then you're like, you're really starting to sweat then.
What I want to know is, because I'm going to give you Ryan Wilson, our buddy from CBSSports.com, who he has the Ravens taking at 27. His latest mock came out yesterday. The fatigue sets in with these guys.
Oh,
it's like you're no longer thinking clearly. I mean, you're like your A1 mock draft that you think you're on point you did 2 weeks ago because you just have to keep going at it. For instance, Ryan has the Ravens taking James Pierce Jr. at 27. Tennessee.
Yeah. It'd be interesting to see if he's on their board. You know, Carrick, he's got, and I think Ryan's the one, he's got off the field issues. You know, are you willing to do that? If he's on your board, then you've been through everything and you're willing. Otherwise, he goes on your backboard because you don't want him on your board because you don't want to take him. And if he's on your backboard, then it's like we cannot go to that board and take him.
After Pierce, Ryan Wilson, who we love. Shamar Stewart, 28 to Detroit. You're not a fan. Gray Zabel, 29 to Washington. Malachi Starks, 30 to Buffalo. And Azaraku from BC, who you like, 32 to Philly. So those are three dudes there that you like better than James Pierce.
Yeah.
With all intangibles thrown in and all that good stuff.
James Pierce, I'm almost positive, Bob, I wrote in my summary, reminds me of Oway. You know, can get off the ball. He can beat you at times. Not going to win a lot of times one-on-one. But the other three you're talking about? Yeah. And then, if you're Eric, okay, all three are sitting there. And, okay, I could trade back to 30. But if somebody's trading up with you, more than likely it's from 33, 34, 30, because they want to come get a quarterback or something. And then what you've got to do is, all right, the teams that are picking behind me, what are they taking? All right, can we afford, are any of them taking a safety? Or, you know, would Starks be gone? Would Azaraku be gone? Would these guys be gone? You know, because we don't want to trade back and then, you know, then we're sitting there with, oh, we got an extra pick, but we didn't get the guy we wanted, any of the guys we wanted.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We have time for a call, Nolan. Let's get out to the phones. Let's go to Joe in Woodbury. Joe, how you feeling on this Turn Up Tuesday?
I'm feeling good, man. I'm feeling good. I'm listening to you guys talk, man. And, definitely not a four. We might as well keep Andrews. But I figure if we get a three, I might listen to that because it depends on what you want and what you want to move up for.
The only problem is, Joe, here's the thing is, if you're going to get a comp three, why trade him?
But I thought the comp was only going to be a four, not a three.
It all depends on the formula.
That's right. And formulas, you know, don't always work out right.
Well, at worst, it'd be a four.
At worst, and at best, it'd be a three. Because I'm thinking, what is it he can't do, and what is it that he do, and what is on the decline, and what I got waiting in the wings. So they got to weigh all that out. I don't want to think about it. It just hurts my head.
Blocking is not his cup of tea.
Yeah.
And down the field stuff is not what it once was.
Ask Dr. Now, Jekyll about that formula, too.
Yeah, no. In his first 2 years, I was, oh, man, we might have the next Kelsey or the next, what was the guy from Kansas City that went to Atlanta? You know,
Tony Gonzalez. Like, yeah.
I think it's going to be one of them. And the next thing you know, bam, I'm like, oh, he's nothing but a heap. He's a big heap. But anyway,
heap's all right.
Yeah, that's good. That's what I'm saying. But y'all know what I'm saying. But anyway, I'm going to say one thing about Orioles that I said to y'all yesterday. Me and Rob was talking about the delivery. Think about how pitchers pitch now. They don't really, like Rob said, he said he was teaching, when he got taught how to pitch, you lift your leg up high and you swing your leg and arm in the same motion. He said, we were saying pitchers that they don't do that. That's probably why all these arms get hurt and they throwing harder. So take it easy, fellas, and I'll talk with you in another day.
All right, Joe in Woodbury. His head hurts thinking about trademark Andrews and all this draft stuff. You want to get in, you can at 4-10-583-1057. Caps last night, they were up, then they were sweating, then they win. We'll get into that. Craig Loughlin, as a matter of fact, will be joining us at 1:30 to talk about that series. That might be a little more interesting, we think. It's only one game, but you never know. No. Montreal came to play for sure. Kevin Ostreicher, USA Today, 11 o'clock. Get his thoughts on the draft 2 days before it. Rich Dubrow, BaltimoreBaseball.com, 11:30. In the last 100 games the Orioles have played, counting the playoff series against Kansas City, there are 8 games under 500 going back to July 1st.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So you have a podcast, and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.
In his career, Vinny, but never an overtime game winner, and he got that off the bucket list last night.
And that kind of saved him, Bob, because they came out. I thought the Caps, they came out phenomenal. I mean, they came out fast, physical. They were hitting everything because Montreal's not that big. You know, Cole Caulfield's probably 5'8", you know, one of their sharp-shooting guys who scored a goal. Lane Hudson, their best defenseman's like 5'8". So, I mean, Wilson and them, Ovi had 7 hits in the game. I've never seen Ovi play like that in a long time. Ovi was totally engaged. Like, he wasn't even really celebrating too much when he scored, at least initially. But I thought Ovi played real well. I thought the Caps dominated the first, dominated the second. And, you know, you're kind of watching it, and Montembeau, the goalie for Montreal, it could have been 4-0, like, bam. I mean, that's how good the Caps were looking, and the puck was in the offensive end the whole time for the Caps. And then the third period came, and then it was like a 180. It was like, Jesus. You know, and then Cole Caulfield scored for Montreal, made it 2-1. There's like 7 minutes to go, and Montreal's got the puck. I mean, that's when Logan Thompson, he had 35 saves. Montreal had shot them, and Logan Thompson played great. And then Montreal ties it.
Yeah,
2-2.
Suzuki. But yeah. He was Thompson was out of the goal mouth there, so that was kind of a gaff, yeah. I guess.
But Bob, with like 20 seconds to go, Logan Thompson made a phenomenal save. Otherwise, Montreal wins the game. I mean, it's like peppering. They're just like bam, bam. They got the Caps on their heels, and you know, they had their first line, which is Suzuki, Caulfield, and I can't remember who the third guy was, but I mean Suzuki and Caulfield doing all the damage, you know, and they're shooting and they're pressuring and pressuring, and the Caps are just fighting like hell to get the puck out, and then, you know, goes to overtime, and then Ovi scores, you know, pretty much right away, which saved the Caps because they were, I thought, oh my God, I mean, after they came out dominated like that and they're going to lose game one, that'll be heartbreaking. And then Ovi, you know, comes out. It was right off the faceoff, and it was a nice play by Strom. Puck went into the corner, and I think it almost looks like Ovi hits the pass in the air into the net. However he did it, it was awesome, and it was a hell of a game. It was a great finish if you're a Caps fan, and if you're Montreal, you're like, damn, we should have had that one.
Could have stole one. The Locker will be joining us at 1:30. Craig Laughlin coming up at 1:30, and the Caps game 2 of that series coming up tomorrow night down in D.C. Orioles in D.C. tonight. taking on the Washington Nationals. D. Kramer looking to follow up his last outing, which was acceptable, and then some against Mitchell Parker. Orioles last game, unacceptable to say the least. Draft coming up first round anyway on Thursday night. Ravens have the 27th pick. Could Mark Andrews be on the move? Let's get out to the phones. 410-583-1057. Let's go to Ed in Towson. Ed, what's up?
Ed.
Yep.
No, Ed.
Let's go to Trey in Joppa. Trey, how you feeling today?
Feeling good. That was a beautiful day.
Hell yeah.
Just some quick draft stuff real quick. I would say this first. Vinny, I kind of disagree with you on James Pierce. He's no OA. He's way more productive. You might be thinking of Shamar Stewart. Pierce, for example, he had 7.5 last year. The year before that, he had 9.5 as a sophomore. I think I wouldn't mind Pierce. He's not my dream pick.
Do you know what his off-the-field issues are?
I don't. I can't say I do.
Yeah, I don't either.
I don't. But guess what they said? Jalen Carter had off-the-field issues in Philly. I mean, it was working out pretty good for them. But I would say this about the draft. Vinny, you've hit on this a couple times. I would not be surprised or mad at an offensive lineman because I think some of the best ones are going to be there in 27. Yeah,
I agree with you.
And I like the contingency plan. You've been saying this, too, of I need that guy to be able to bump out when I lose Stanley or when I want to move off of Stanley. And I think it's some tackles, man, that could really do that.
Yeah, I mean, they need the versatility because, you know, Ronnie's not getting any younger, and he's got 2 years on his contract. And whoever it may be can come in, start at left guard, and then, boom, kick out. You know, in a year, 2 years, whatever. And then it's a lot easier to find a guard than it is a left tackle.
And last point I want to say, and I know we don't need a receiver, but, you know, it's funny. Teams, Chiefs, Saints come to mind. A lot of other teams come to mind. They draft receivers almost every year. And you'd be like, dang, y'all draft anything else in the first round? This would be a sneaky year to get a receiver for the Ravens, I think. And it wouldn't be a need, but just like when we drafted, we're famous for doing it with corners. Jimmy Smith didn't start right away. Mm-hmm. Marlon Humphrey didn't start right away. Nate Wiggins last year didn't start right away. It would be a sneaky depth piece if we could get a receiver if he fell to us. Appreciate the time, fellas.
All right, thanks, Trey. Yeah, let's see. James Pierce. Yeah. 39 games at Tennessee, 19.5 sacks, so there's some production. Got popped for a traffic violation in 23. Charges were later dropped, disobeying orders from the police.
Yeah, Bob, I said this kid has good height frame, but he needs to add bulk and strength. I love the takeoff and really good on stunts and twists with a burst. He's a little tight to bend the corner, will fall off a lot of tackles by lunging. He'll struggle early versus a run versus big offensive tackle. He reminds me of Owe. Good, fast athlete. Doesn't bend the corner. Great, big motor and speed.
Let's see. Then other scouts are saying that James Pierce had character issues. Apparently can fly off the handle, but he might get a little irrational in his behavior from time to time. I don't know. I've never met him before.
Yeah.
Get him on a phone, Nolan.
Yeah. Call Pierce.
Vinny at 8180-5 the fan. We have time for another call. You make the call. He says yes. Ray in Baltimore. You survived the Nolan Hammer. Ray, what's happening? Your 70 wins Sir. Might not be. They're going to win more than seven, I think, right? 70,
the Orioles. I said 75, but 75. Here's the thing. You know, before, you know, y'all go to break, because I got to get to that break. One thing I'll say for sure, first off, Vinny, good shout out for draft day, man. Caught it on TV last week. I don't know how accurate it is, but it seemed like a good movie, especially when people not showing up to the birthday party, man. I never even looked at it that way. But, you know, when it comes to, I got a draft question and a Brandon Hyde question. You know, I've been kind of sort of, you know, beating on him like made by Vingotti. I've been beating on him, but it's not fair. Because he's not playing with a full deck right now as far as his pitching. And I can't blame him for his frustration. I may not be the biggest Brandon Hyde fan, but I do believe some of this is kind of sort of unfair. But I will say this, two questions. Is he is he managing this week for his jaw? Because Detroit is a gauntlet because they have the best pitching staff in the majors. And then you have the Nationals. They got to take 2 out of 3. They can't afford to get swept, you know, this week at all, because it just wouldn't be a bad look to go on that streak. And also, Vinny, number two, who's going to be the Will Levis of this draft? Many people say that maybe Shador, who knows, but who is going to be your, you know, Lamar, Aaron Rodgers, you know, Brady Quinn, Will Levis of this year's draft? And I'll catch you on the flip side.
All right, Ray, see ya. Brandon Hyde managing for his job now.
Yeah. Let me ask you this, Bob. Is the manager in baseball, because are you responsible for base running blunders and, you know.
Well, are you in the coaching staff?
Yeah, that's what I'm, yeah. And then.
Ultimately, the players, aren't they professional athletes? We talk about fundamentals, and I know the game has changed, but you learn this stuff in like Little League.
Yeah.
What you're supposed to do, hitting cutoff men, just the basic baseball IQ. But Brandon Hyde managing for his job against the Nats. Come on, Ray.
Yeah.
No. And what was the other question?
Oh, who's going to be the quarterback that dropped the Will left? I think it's Shador. You know, I mean, it's Cam Ward's going one, and Dart. We're hearing more about Dart. Dart's coming up, and Shador, where's he going? You know, I mean, is Pittsburgh, you know, the spot that where he would fall to? I don't know. And if he goes past Pittsburgh, where does he go?
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7. The Fan will come back. Draft profile number 1, 2 days away from the first round, going safety because the Ravens could certainly go there. And the first guy we're doing today has been mocked to Baltimore multiple times. Kevin Allstriker, USA Today, Ravens Wire. Get his thoughts on what could happen in a couple of days. And will Mark Andrews be a Raven when, say, they get to OTAs, if you know what I'm talking about? Whip around 11:15. Tons going on in the world. Sports NBA playoffs continue on at Rich Dubroff, BaltimoreBaseball.com. Birds feathers ruffled against Cincinnati, trying to get it back together if they can against the Nats.
Vinny Serrato's Draft Profiles. News, notes, and analysis on the 2025 NFL Draft Class. Vinny and Haney. Sports Radio 105.7 The Fan.
Klubnik lets it go deep in. Intercepted by the All-American Malachi Starks.
ESPN on the call. NFL draft first round 2 days from today. Ravens 27th pick in the first round. And there's a guy we just heard, Vinny, that could be very much in play if he's around.
Yeah, he was Malachi Starks, Georgia. 6'1", 197, ran 4.50, 151.10. Junior, jersey 24, safety. 33-inch vertical, 7.263 cone, 4.45 short shuttle, 31 5/8-inch arms. Now, 33-inch vertical, you would like your be a little more explosive. Five-star kid, state champ in a long jump, 24 foot 9 inch. That's why it doesn't really correlate with his vert. 10.5 500 meters, and that doesn't correlate to 4.5. He started 40 of 41 games at Georgia. Freshman year, 68 tackles, 2 interceptions, 7 pass defense. Sophomore year, 52 tackles, 3 interceptions, 7 pass defense. This past year, 77 tackles, 1 interception, 3 pass defense. His strengths, he's got good size, plays faster than what he ran there. Good speed, very good athlete. He'll hit and wrap. He's got positional flexibility. He can do a lot of the things. He plays a really nice center field. He's a good blitzer. He'll go up and get the ball, has body flexibility, shows explosion tackling, takes good angles, has a burst to close. Although on the one play and the one highlight, which one was it, where the was it Notre Dame game or whatever, where he took the wrong angle on the pass completion, the guy went for a touchdown. Has a good burst to close. He can cover in the slot. Good fundamental tackler. Good job getting off of blocks. Fluid hips. Good change of directions. You know, and on film, I got good leaping ability watching him on film. Shows good instincts and range. Quick read and react in the run game. He's strong. Uses hands well in the run game. Really good change of direction. Good job with eyes. Has natural instincts. feeling routes, shows speed deep and short, makes all the calls, good communicator. So, I mean, if you put him back there, you got a good communicator there. You got Kyle Hamilton, who's an excellent communicator. Probably be helping a lot. And he's high football smarts, and he can track the football. Weakness, took bad angle on cover two. That's the one I'm talking about. He'll get over-aggressive, and we'll need to work in press versus quick receivers. I don't need him in playing in press and quick receivers in the slot that much. We'll react too much in zone to quarterback, leading him with his eyes, baiting him. And that's he's just got to learn more discipline. Summary, I like this kid's size, toughness, athletic ability, shows range and ability to play the ball in the air. Has good versatility to play all over the field. He would help Ravens big time in a run game. Also, complete safety. May struggle early in man-to-man coverage in the slot, but other than that, excellent center fielder, very good tackler, very good fundamental tackler.
Mel Kiper Jr., today, his top prospect rankings at each position came out. Has Malachi Starks as the number two safety behind a guy we're talking about later in the show. Eric Edholm, friend of the program. ESPN.com has the Ravens taking Malachi Starks at pick number 27. And his thumbnail, every year it seems a top 20 talent falls into Baltimore's lap in this range. And we all just shrug. Starks could fill an immediate role in a thin secondary as a proven three-year SEC starter.
Yeah, and Adarius Washington just signed his tender, so he's a Raven, and he's 5'9". I mean, he's perfect for what he is. If somebody gets hurt and him to have to come in and play, no problem. But to be your starter in 17 games and all that, everybody thought the same thing about Geno Smith. Just ask the Bengals. Bengals want to get rid of Geno Smith. So Adarius is what he is. He's good at what he does. Now, do you want him being your starter? No.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Another draft profile coming up later in the program. Staying safety, so stick around for that. Kevin Allstriker, USA Today, the Ravens Wire. Preview the Ravens draft with him. Mark Andrews, will he or won't he be a Raven when they kick off the 2025 NFL season? Whip around 11:15. What happened in the Stanley Cup and NBA playoffs last night? And historically for the Orioles, stick around for that one, too. And then Rich Dubroff. BaltimoreBaseball.com. Orioles made a roster move. Brandon's back. Back again. Stick around.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So you have a podcast, and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.